Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Paul Angles back on the show. Paul is the guy who invented the cost per click advertising idea, and he's the author of the first great online marketing document, the Angles Report, Marketing Automation. He's the founder of Angles Incorporated, and he's our great Brain Trust member. Paul Angles, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
It's good to have you back.
Oh, it's always good to be back.
So let's talk about advertising. This online advertising is really freaking out a lot of small businesses, and probably big businesses too. It's just not intuitive, yeah. like the Madison Avenue 20th Century stuff, is it?
You know, I think it's freaking out a lot of big businesses as even more than small businesses because yeah. It requires so much more involvement than they're used to,
and with less immediate feedback. Or in some ways, the feedback is better, but the results aren't quicker.
You know, it requires you to be a lot closer to your customer because your customer is, you're measuring how your customer is responding in real time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a scary thing for a lot of companies that are used to keeping a big distance. But if you believe in being close to your customer, and you can see what ads are working, which ones are not, which ones are bringing the right people, which ones are bringing the wrong people, you just have to be paying attention.
Well, and that's really such a good way to think about it. Folks, when you think about your business and your customers, you think about them having their lives, right? Right, Paul? They've got their lives. They're over there. We have our lives. We're over here. And sometimes when you guys decide to hang out with us, you come over and we get together. And then when we're through, you go back and you live your life and we live our life. What you're saying is that's too much distance. That's too much time and distance between us.
That's right. That's right. You know, people are always looking for solutions to their problems. They're looking for the next thing. And if you're out there in front of them, you know, in the right place at the right time with the right message, then you can be the one who solves that, meets that need for them, and they become your customer.
One of the ways I think about this, and I'd like your thoughts on this, is, you know, we always make ourselves available to customers. They always know we're available. They see the open sign in our window, right? But today, customers, they don't just want you to be available. Heck, everybody's available. They got 24/7, 365, thousands of available businesses. What they want is for you to be relevant to them, and that's what you mean by being closer, right?
Right, right. And they want you to be available where they are, not for them to have to come.
Explain what that means.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm doing a lot of work in now is Facebook. A lot of people are on Facebook a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to be available where they are, which is on Facebook. They may not be at your store. They may not be at, you know, your office, but they are on Facebook. And if you are there as well, then you can be available to them on Facebook.
So when you say available, tell us what that means. Is that a brand building ad? Is that a call to action ad? Is it a community building video that doesn't try to sell anything? What does that mean?
You know, it can be any and all of the above. We do a lot of direct response ads on Facebook, and they work. We do a lot of image building ads.
So we can move the needle. I think this would be a flash for a lot of small businesses, Paul. You're saying you can move the needle in a week. On Monday, you can do a campaign and move the needle by Friday so I can make payroll, but with a Facebook ad.
I don't know that I can always promise that, but, you know, at least not on...
But you know that's what we're what we've been used to and what we're hoping for.
Yeah. So I know that, you know, people on Facebook are expressing what they're interested in. There are groups and discussions about very, very specific topics that people are self-selecting themselves into.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for people who like bicycles, there are lots of biking groups on Facebook, and you can advertise to them with relevant messages.
And so what you're saying is the old static, advertising is not what's working today. It's much more organic advertising, where they are, what they're doing.
Right, and let's be honest, nobody knows if those old ads even really work.
Yeah.
That's what you had.
Well, we know half of them work. We just don't know which half, right? Isn't that what the guy said? Hey, Paul, I need your website again, please.
It's angles-inc.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break, right back with Paul. I'm Jim, 2012. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.